only Route 3, look for paving going on out there, so use caution. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Traffic reports take the worries out of your commute. Let GM Certified Dealer take the worries out of your car buying with the next used vehicle. Learn more by visiting GMCertified.com. GM Certified, no worries. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Freeze warning is in effect until 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 40. For this evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, partly sunny once again with a high in the upper 40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear skies, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 19, but the wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 11. Stay tuned for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
And now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers, and mothers and fathers. Mothers, daddy-os. We are your children, the apples of your eye, the acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. We're volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ed Council and National PTA.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me listen.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Oh my goodness, good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Liz Brown. Did I say that already? This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff, all kinds of good stuff to talk about this morning. Ooh, all kinds of good, 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 good stuff. My challenge this morning, the thing that is challenging me this morning is, where do I start? Where do I start? I honestly think, I really do. I honestly think that the book, Bush on the Couch, is probably one of the most important books that I've done on this show. I really do. And I say that because it seems as though I am referring to it every day. Because the stuff that we are seeing, the things that this country is experiencing, the challenges that are confronting us as a result of this man and his own emotional issues, there are a lot of things that are just nuts that are going on. Some of these stories I'm going to have to edit. I wish we could have a bleep sound because I just need to edit what are these stories that I need to talk about. Now, I'm going to try to put them in context, okay? Good news. And I rarely get to say that. Good news. I guess they've been listening to the wake-up call. The Republican-controlled Senate Finance Committee voted on Tuesday to impose a $5 billion tax next year on guess who? Are you ready? Fasten your seat belts, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. On the nation's biggest oil companies. The measure amount, now, do you know how much of a violation of Republican ideology this is? Do you know how much
of a capitulation. Ooh, did I say the C word? I'm sorry, did I say the C word? Capitulation? You know how much of a capitulation this is? This is a one-year windfall profits tax, a concept that most Republicans had until recently denounced. But apparently they're going to tax the oil industry $5 billion. They're calling it a levy. Tomato, tomato, tax. Tax. T-A-X, tax. And then, okay, you know, and I take this back, y'all. I really do. I take this back. I raised the question yesterday, why is baby boy, why is boy George, why baby, baby boy? George, bitty baby boy, George. Why is he in Mongolia? Well, shoot. His friends just got hit with the $5 billion tax. And then everywhere he looks over here, facing the stalemate, the Senate Finance Committee yesterday gave up efforts to extend the deep cuts to the tax rates on dividends and capital gains and approved a $60 billion tax measure, largely devoted to hurricane relief and tax cuts. They didn't extend them? You want to know why bitty baby boy George is over in Mongolia? A place where no president in the history of this country has ever been and ever needs to go. Why do you think they call it Outer Mongolia? There's no need to go there. I mean, come on. Why would you go? Things are not going good for bitty baby boy George. They're not going good. Y'all need to stop making fun of that man. Y'all need to ease up off of bitty baby boy George, because he's got personal problems, political problems, actual physical problems. We need to get up off his back. In just a minute, I'll do it. Give me a couple minutes. Give me a couple minutes. Oh, Lord have mercy. Apparently, bitty baby boy George, he barely speaks to his daddy. Bush, betrayed by several of his most senior aides and advisors, has severely restricted access to the Oval Office. That's what Insight magazine is claiming. The president's reclusiveness in the face of relentless public scrutiny and White House leaks, war, U.S.-led occupation, it has become so extreme that bitty baby boy George has also reduced contact with his daddy. The atmosphere in the Oval Office has become unbearable, hence, go ahead, say it, Outer Mongolia. The atmosphere has become so unbearable that even the family is split. Sources close to the White House say that George Bush has become isolated and feels betrayed. He sees bugs walking on the wall, too, I think. He feels betrayed by key officials. Sources say that Bush maintains daily contact with only four people. These are the four people that he maintains contact with. The lump in the bed next to him. His words, not mine. Don't you try to put that on me. His words. That's what George Bush calls his wife. The lump in the bed next to me. Ouch. So he talks to his wife. He talks to the woman who doesn't remember his childhood. His mother, the woman that used to beat him senselessly, his mother, the one who never got him treatment for dyslexia, his mother. Okay, so Bush maintains contact with Laura Bush, Barbara Bush, his other wife, Condoleezza Rice, and Karen Hughes. Sources say that Bush has stopped talking to his father except on family occasions. Oh, poor baby. Imagine how nuts you would be if the only people you had to talk to were Condoleezza Rice and Babs Bush. Think how nuts you'd be. Think how thick the foam on the walls would be in your room to protect you from the self-infliction of harm if the only people that you talked to were Babs Bush and Condoleezza Rice. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, what's the theme song from MASH? What's that theme song from MASH? Suicide is painless. 454-0400 is my phone number. Ooh, 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Is he drinking? You think George Bush is drinking? I mean, he's only talking to Barbara Bush. The lump in the bed next to him. Condoleezza, my husband, the president, Rice. Ooh. Excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know why I hiccuped just then. I don't blame you, baby. You stay in Mongolia as long as you need to. I don't blame you. Because it sure ain't no reason to come back here. Ain't no reason. To come back here. Oh, Lord. 1-877-920-WGNU. Who? You email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get to me. Keisha on the car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was calling about something that you had said yesterday about Harriet Meyer's diary. Was that real?
No, it wasn't real.
Okay, I was trying to look at MSNBC about that.
No, it was in the New Yorker.
Okay, I do enjoy your show.
Thank you, Keisha.
Bye bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll free long distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. Doris, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. You know, your discussion about the people he's surrounding himself with lately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he first got into office, people said that he didn't have to really know everything that was going on in the office, that all he needed to do was find good people to surround himself with.
Doris, I forgot all about that. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And now we find that all of these good people, Libby,
are indicted.
Cheney. Rumsfeld, all of these good people are in the hole now.
No, let's be clear. Either indicted or soon to be indicted or could be indicted.
Exactly. And the halfway decent people are gone. Colin Powell. You know.
Well, I'm not going to let it. I don't think Colin Powell enabled and helped make this happen. He went and lied full face to the United Nations and the American people, and he needs to come clean about that.
Well, I think he did have some idea of what was going on, and that's probably why he jumped ship. You know, so.
But don't you think he knew before he got in the ship? Come on.
Yeah, I think he knew. He probably tried to talk to this most competent of presidents and our best president that we're It's unfortunate that this man, he's going to go down as one of our worst presidents.
I don't know, Doris, if he's going to go down as one of the worst. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be standalone. I think it's going to be a standalone prize.
It's unfortunate, but people tried to say that we needed a more competent president, somebody who knew.
They called him a grown-up, didn't they, Doris? We needed a grown-up in the office, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, I guess we got Faye Dunaway, you know, Mommy Dearest. We got a grown-up and his Mommy Dearest.
Well, you know what? What we need next is someone to, I don't think any particular president will be able to correct the problem, but we're going to need some major changes, not only with the president, but with the Congress and the Senate.
Because they enabled to.
Right.
They enabled
to. And you know what? The media, too.
Yep.
I think the media was just bought. It just surprises me the way they just sucked under George Bush and his administration. I think they were bought or afraid or whatever, but...
And they sure didn't do their job. And they continue not to do their jobs.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Doris.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You know what? Road trip! Outer Mongolia! 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by the International Star Registry. Southbound 55 Merrimack Bottom Road. There's an accident involving a tractor trailer. Two right lanes are blocked. There are no delays in either direction at this hour. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Loughborough looks like normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Guyer looks good. Eastbound 40 from Long to Mason Road is looking good as well. Eastbound 70 from 370 to 270 looks good. And then westbound 270 at Lilac and New Florissant expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Gravoy look for traffic to be slow and then busy again around 44. Eastbound 40, the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that exit ramp is closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, it is slow in the 55 exit lanes. Westbound 64 at 5570 looks good. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, nothing to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move. St. Louis Mills Parkway and on the ramp to westbound 370, there's icy conditions from a sprinkler system that apparently was operating all last night. And Route 94 at Youngerman, look for those traffic lights not to be working. And St. Charles Rock Road at 170, there's a report of a disabled vehicle in the traffic lanes. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the International Star Registry. International Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list. It's the ultimate gift, International Star Registry, at 1-800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Freezing warning is in effect until 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 40. This evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30 again. And on Saturday, partly sunny, the high should reach around the upper 40s to 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under very clear skies, we have a crisp 19 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 19, but the wind chill makes it feel like it's 11. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway. 382-2568. 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
We're all looking for ways to get more mileage from a gallon of gas. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman with steps you can take to save money by getting the most out of every gallon of gas that you buy. First, keeping your car tuned and in proper working condition can improve gas mileage by up to 40%. Replacing your air filter and keeping tires properly inflated improves fuel efficiency. When you can, avoid idling your car. Running your engine when you're not moving wastes gas and money. Obey the speed limit. Speeding reduces fuel mileage by up to 23%. Your gas mileage decreases rapidly once you get above 60 miles an hour. You have the power to make a difference. By taking these steps, you can save money and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more tips on saving money at the gas pump, please visit our website at www.energy.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
I just love your analogy of comparing the Republicans to a bull in a china shop. When your caller said that they created the problem, they need to fix it. And you said they're like a bull in a china shop. They cannot fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because a bull only destroys. He don't fix the problem after he break all the china.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good analogy.
And you don't expect the bull to fix it.
No, and he can't.
And he can't. You don't expect it, he can't. You just get him out of the china shop.
That's it.
And you don't let bulls back in.
And get somebody else in there to fix the problem.
That is correct.
And I can't understand how is it this former CIA agent, he was on Bill O'Reilly the other night, and he was saying that if the Democrats get back in, we're going to have many 911s. When the only 911 we had was under the Republican watch.
That's my understanding of history. You know, and maybe it's changed since last night. But my understanding of history is that the only 911 came with George W. Bush. So explain how that, explain the logic in that, because that's crazy talk.
I have a hard time understanding that.
And unless it's one of those unintentional confessions that the Republicans will continue to manufacture attacks on the United States because Democrats are in office, do you think that Well, you know, I think that it does matter to some folks who's in office. It has really helped with recruitment for folks that George Bush has been in office. It's helped for recruitment in Iraq. It's helped to unite a people, the whole my enemy's enemy, or is your my friend, or something like that. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, you know, I mean, it does matter who's in office. And what we've learned is that when a Republican is in office, a Republican like this man, is the world unites in opposition against us. That's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
That's not a good thing. And I'll give you an example. Bill Clinton, who I don't like, who I don't agree with, who I think that he did a whole lot of harm to this country, but I will say this.
You are so right, and if anybody don't believe that, all they need to do is get Michael Moore's book, Stupid White Man, because he lays it out.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. And also, all you got to do is think about NAFTA, think about CAFTA. Think about Pell loans. Think about this horrible bankruptcy law that Bill Clinton helped set it, teed it up for Republicans. But that aside, Bill Clinton walked the streets of Central America in the last Central American Conference, the Conference of the Americas. George W. Bush had tens of thousands of people had him holed up in a hotel in opposition to him. And any radio station, any television station, any news show that said that this was an opposition to America, they had dang lie. Because it was opposition to George W. Bush and the imperialism that has been wrought as a result of George W. Bush. Period dot. Thanks for your call so much. Take care. And please don't forget, folks, please, please, please do not forget. It's that time. Oh, it's tomorrow. The second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is tomorrow, for goodness sakes. We will have two places for your drop-offs. You can drive up, drop it off. Here at the station at 265 Union, that's Union, North Union. And look for the people in the Kelly Green Warming Hearts All Over Wake Up Call Blanket Drive t-shirts. That's a mouthful. They'll be coming out to the curb, taking your blanket so you can just drive on into the sunrise and into your day and know that you've done something warm and you've done something wonderful, warm and wonderful. And we thank you for it. And also the second place will be the George Washington Carver House, 3035 Bell. That's Bell and Cardinal. Go down Delmar. Delmar to Cardinal, Cardinal to Bell. Simple as that. Right around the Grand Center, right around Powell Theater, Delmar to Cardinal, Cardinal to Bell. And we'll be doing that from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. The drop-off in front of the station will be from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Please come on by. We're going to have hot chocolate. We're going to have coffee. We're going to have donuts. We're going to have conversation. I will be joined by the wonderful Irene J. Smith, and we will be talking to you, getting you to donate. You can always donate money to The Blanket Drive. Just make your checks out to The Blanket Drive. And we can get this done. I've been going all over St. Louis because we are buying up blankets. And every place that I'm going, the shortages of blankets. You need to get your blankets. Get your blankets so we can get this done. We're going to deliver them on Saturday. Please, let's do something warm. Let's do something wonderful. Blankets for the homeless. Tomorrow, we'll be broadcasting live. I'm Liz Brown, and I cannot wait to see you there. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Liz. I just got two quick bombshells. Bob Woodward, Libby was indicted on October 30. Woodward met with the prosecutor 4 days later on November 3rd. He had forgot to tell the prosecutor that his source for the outing of Flame, is that her name? Or,
Plame.
Anyway, his source was Vice President Dick Cheney. That's the one bombshell. And then here's a second one that strains credulity. 2 weeks from today, December 1st, the people running FEMA, there are still 150,000 refugees from New Orleans.
They're not refugees. They are evacuees.
Right. There are brothers and sisters. The Bush administration says they will not pay for any more housing after December 1st. This strains credulity, but I guess it just shows, Liz, when you're an evildoer, you don't quit. You just don't quit. You would think no one but an insane person would try to pull this off, strand 150,000 people with no money, no place to live as we start the coldest time of the year. Mm. It just strains credulity. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Merry Christmas, huh? Merry Christmas from George and Company. I'll be back.
Thrills and delights me. Oh, no. Yes. Just as many as you. It is your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh, love, yes, just an image of you.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, Washington. Indicted former White House aide Louis Libby was also involved in a previous incident of manipulating intelligence for political gain. Back in 1999, he served on a special House committee that was controlled by Republicans. Now, that body put the blame on Democrats for allowing China to get American nuclear secrets. The work of that committee helped set the stage for George Bush to take the White House in 2000 because it came to the conclusion that $30,000 worth of illegal soft money donations from Chinese operatives that went to Democrats for the 1996 elections were linked to China getting access to American nuclear secrets. But in reality, the biggest loss of American secrets took place in the mid-1980s under the Reagan and Bush 1 presidency. That was when Beijing was able to come up with blueprints for something called the W-88 mini hydrogen bomb. The problem developed when the Reagan-Bush administration was working with China on delivering arms to the Nicaraguan Contra rebels, and that operation had White House aide Oliver North working hand-in-hand with Chinese agents. However, the House report that Libby had a hand in preparing, which was also known as the Chinagate investigation, changed the timeline on events and had it that the compromised intelligence took place beginning in Jimmy Carter's administration and ending during Bill Clinton's time in office, leaving out any reference to the Reagan administration. The clear inference was that President Clinton had sold off the safety of the nation for money. Plus, that report came out at the height of Clinton's impeachment proceedings over his dalliance with Monica Lewinsky. This is your wake-up call global news update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com. And then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920. WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And here's an opportunity. The Democratic Party, I'm going to give you a free one. I'm going to give moveon.com, moveon.org, whatever it is. Move on. A free one. I saw a tape. Videotape of the oil execs, the oil thieves, the oil bandits, the billion-dollar bandits testifying before Congress. And what was so interesting was before, anytime anybody testifies before Congress, it is routine that they raise their right hand and swear before God, their mama, and everybody else in the world who's listening, can listen, has heard, is able to hear them, that they will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's what they're going to do. This year. You're just sworn under oath. We ain't got time to play. I ain't coming up here just to yak at me. You're coming up here to tell the dang truth. And if you don't, you'll be punished for it. What was interesting enough is when the oil bandits testified, before they got to open their mouths and begin their big whoppas, the Republican chairman said, we're not going to put them under oath. No oath, no comment, move on. All righty then. Isn't it interesting that he said that the bandits don't have to swear to God to tell the truth? They can wow us with their whoppers all day long. And guess what? Yesterday, the story came out. Remember how Dick Cheney, the grumpiest old man on the face of the earth, remember when Dick Cheney kept us from finding out who he met with his so-called energy task force? Well, the Washington Post is reporting that something that everybody suspected, that the people that he met with were the oil executives. Now, why is that important? Because when they stood in front of Congress, these oil bandits looked you in the face, looked God in the face, looked Congress in the face, looked everybody in the face and said, "No, we didn't meet with Cheney." Ain't that some stuff? Now here's what the Democrats need to do. They need to get a pic. They need to get the video of where that Republican chairman said, "We're not putting these guys under oath." And the flippant way, the dismissive way that he shut down the opportunity to put these guys under oath, and then put up their billion-dollar gouging of us. And then put up the print that they lied about meeting with Dick Cheney. And all you got to say is, this is why we don't need no more Republicans in charge of nothing. who do they protect? Do they protect you, or do they protect their best friends at your expense? That's a perfect commercial. It's a perfect commercial. All I ask is that you give me that you mention my name. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. James, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you this morning?
I am outstanding. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay.
Listen, I listen to public radio because I can't get AM in the building that I'm working at. But there was an individual on there, I think it was Diane Ring's show, that stated that he had been held by the CIA for 23 years in some of those prisons that they have overseas. And I would like to know who was head of the CIA 23 years ago and who was the president.
Ooh, was it?
I don't know. I
don't know. I have to think back. Mm-hmm. I'll have to think back. I don't. What is it? 2000. I don't know. Let me think back.
But it was 20. He was held in prison by them for 23 years.
Would that be? Ronald Reagan?
I'm thinking, and
yeah.
it could very well have been, and I kind of thought maybe possibly George Bush could have been involved in it.
Well, it could have been either it's either Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan.
Okay, well thanks.
And I suspect that it's Ronald Reagan.
That's what I wanted to find out.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I was just calling in because I am a volunteer, and I got people that have told me they want to donate to this blanket drive, and I have some money for the drive and bought the blankets. But my other friends, you all need to come on. Lou Hazel Parker has already given me her $20. For her blankets, I just went to Dollar General and bought blankets yesterday. I need Rochelle and I need Faith. Miss Lanier Rhodes gave me $50.
All right now.
That's the Rhodes Realty Service. She gave $50. I need all of those realty people out there to come on and get these blankets.
That's right, because it's supposed to be in the lows in the 20s tonight. Tomorrow night we're having it's lows in the 30s. It's time. And while I have you on right now, I want to thank Bessina Walker. She gave $100. My favorites, John and Carol Bernard, they gave $40. And Nobia Thompson gave $30. We have another wonderful gift from James Wade for $100. James Wade and Maybelline Wade. Folks are giving. Folks are giving.
Pastor Green, he's made a promise. Pastor Green, I'm looking for that promise to be kept.
All right now.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, and bring your blankets on because it is tomorrow.
Yes.
It is tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. We're going to be doing the blanket drive. It's time to get your blankets ready. I've already heard from the Black Firefighters Association here in the city of St. Louis. There's another Black Firefighters organization, too. There's a flame out there, too. I haven't heard from them. I haven't heard from Local 73. I haven't heard from these folks.
And they
need to bring it on with their blankets.
Bring it on. Bring them blankets on.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Oh, we've had so many generous, generous, generous folks. We picked up 120 blankets yesterday. 120 blankets yesterday. Whew. We have much, much, much to talk about, folks. Much, 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 much to talk about. I want to read this wonderful note to Miss Liz Brown, a sweet, sweet radio talk show host. Thank you for all of the info, you pass on to us all. Sarah and Hubby Jackson, they are listeners, and they brought blankets yesterday, too. I love you all. I love you all. Bring it on. Come on, y'all. Bring it on. We got a lot of blankets that we got to get. I will talk to you in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Some very bad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember
saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Steve Taylor. President Bush in South Korea for a trade summit with leaders of 21 Asian nations said today he won't tolerate nuclear weapons in North Korea, which may be trying to develop some. Mr. Bush added that diplomacy should resolve the standoff. Even though he was thousands of miles from Washington, he lashed out at Democratic critics of his handling of intelligence before the war in Iraq, saying they are irresponsible to claim he misled Congress and the people about weapons in Iraq. ABC's Jessica Yellen reports from Busan, South Korea.
Members of the president's administration have made it clear that the president will continue to hit back hard against Democratic critics. This is part of a concerted campaign, they say, to refute the untruths being promoted, they say, by the Democrats.
Police in Philadelphia say a 14-year-old boy is responsible for 8 rapes in July, August, and September. Police Inspector William Colaruto.
This individual was charged with all 8 incidents. DNA evidence has positively linked him to at least 3.
The boy's name hasn't been released because of his age. The rape victims range in age from 16 to 32. At a racetrack near Columbus, Ohio yesterday, a 16-year-old apprentice jockey was killed when his horse broke a leg and fell over on him. Racetrack steward Joe DeLuca said about young Josh Radosevich.
He was well-liked by everybody here at the Buell Park Racetrack. It's like losing one of the family.
The injured horse was put to death. In Garden Grove, California, south of Los Angeles, some co-workers had the winning ticket. In Tuesday night's Mega Millions lottery drawing, ABC's Leslie Sykes reports.
Word spread quickly among employees at Kaiser Permanente Medical Clinic in Garden Grove that 7 of their co-workers are California's newest multimillionaires. 6 lab technicians and 1 receptionist each paid $3 for a total of 21 tickets. The winning ticket worth $315 million.
That's said to be the 3rd richest prize in U.S. lottery history. This is ABC News.
They are fit, over 55, and fabulous. And they are teaming up with celebrity photographer Joyce Tennyson to pose in a calendar to inspire women to treat osteoporosis, a disease that puts them and more than 44 million Americans at increased risk for broken bones. The calendar debuts on iVillage with support and assistance from Roche and GlaxoSmithKline. For your free calendar or for more information, go to iVillage.com/bonedivas or call 1-800-426-6482.
My name is Sarah, and when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business. 10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
Executives of 5 major oil companies are being asked to revise and extend remarks they made to Congress recently when they denied they were involved in the Bush administration's energy task force. Documents obtained by the Washington Post show they did take part. Some lawmakers want the executives investigated for lying. Actor and comedian Jerry Lewis, who has raised millions of dollars for the disabled, was taunted by some disabled people yesterday.
Jerry Lewis was at the Chicago Public Library promoting his new book on his partnership with Dean Martin when disability activists started heckling him. The activists, who call themselves Jerry's Orphans, accused Lewis of portraying the disabled as people to be pitied. Lewis shouted at the hecklers to get out, then stormed off the stage and never came back. Steve Scott, ABC News, Chicago.
After 84 years in Atlantic City, the Miss America pageant is moving to Las Vegas. Producers are trying to pump up the TV ratings. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, police are taking their search for a missing child and his pregnant cousin door-to-door. 4-year-old Kerman Tony Jr. and 19-year-old Ankiette Parker were last seen on November 6th in East St. Louis. A sketch was released yesterday of a man who witnesses reported seeing wiped down Parker's abandoned car. The man is described as white, 5'9", with a thin build, and with dark hair. Police are also looking for about 200 people in the Metro East with outstanding warrants, hoping they have information about the case. Anyone with information is asked to call a new 24-hour hotline at 618-346-3701. On a sad day, many gathered to remember a fallen Bridgeton police officer. At the Bridgeton City Hall, family, friends, and many others took part in the dedication of a stretch of Highway 370, which will now be known as the Scott Armstrong Memorial Highway. Scott Armstrong's mother, Karen, says she is very proud of her son.
This is just such a great honor to have Highway 370 named after Scott. He was the light of our life. He was our son. He is our son forever. He is an officer forever.
The stretch of highway dedicated to Scott Armstrong is westbound on 370 just before the Mills Mall exit, where Armstrong and an off-duty University City officer died in January. Authorities say Stephen Bastien was drunk when he drove the wrong way on 370 and struck Armstrong's patrol car. Local health leaders are urging Medicare recipients to enroll in the new prescription drug program. James House, the executive director of the Mental Health Association of Greater St. Louis, says recipients who fail to enroll by the deadline will incur a 1% a month penalty on their premiums until they do enroll. The enrollment deadline is May 15th. More information is available by calling 1-800-MEDICARE. The drama continues out at Rams Park. After the team's loss at Seattle this past Sunday, an anonymous Rams player was quoted by Sports Illustrated as saying, "We have 3 number one picks at tackle and those guys are killing us. They're not playing hard and they can't stop anybody. It's horrible." The unnamed player is referring to Rams defensive tackles Damian Lewis, Ryan Pickett, and Jimmy Kennedy. Interim head coach Joe Vitt said yesterday he didn't know who made the comment, and he also maintained his defensive tackles have played pretty well this season. Finally this hour, a much-maligned holiday tradition is getting a boost via the Internet. The Swiss Colony is calling all fruitcake lovers to hit up their website, ilovefruitcake.com. Visitors to the page will find facts about fruitcake, fruitcake t-shirts, and a link to Art, the friendly fruitcake expert. He'll answer any question about the shunned dessert, and he's got the knowledge to back up his responses. Art Barsh has worked for Swiss Colony since 1978 and actually has a master's degree in fruit technology. He sums up the company's love for diced fruit and buttery rich batter by saying, quote, "Guess you could say we're nuts about fruitcake." This WGNU News Report is brought to you by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney Mega Sale this Saturday only. Stores open at 7 a.m. Mega size savings for men, women, kids, and home. It's all inside JCPenney. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. There's a disabled vehicle partially blocking the ramp, exit ramp there, so use caution. Eastbound 55, or northbound 55 between Bayless and Arsenal. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 44 for Bulls 270 is on the move. Eastbound 40 at Mason. Look for heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 on either side of 44 is slow. Westbound 270 at 367 and Graham Hanley looks good. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, look for normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to Mid Rivers, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 5570 from 64 on the PSB, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems or concerns at this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic. And eastbound 270 at 3, or eastbound 270 at Illinois 3, look for road construction there. Right lane is closed. Bermuda north of 70. Look for road widening there. Expect restrictions as well as at Keeneland and Natural Bridge are widening that to four lanes. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurant. Start your morning with a hot McGriddle sandwich and a great cup of coffee. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, look forward to a freezing warning in effect until 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high around 40. This evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 19 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 19 with a wind chill of 12. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. She speaks with Frank O'Donnell, the president of Clean Air Watch. That's up next following these brief commercials. We'll be back with the traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920
WGNU. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown. And I'm looking out over the from the 13th floor here of the Senate Congress building, looking on this sunny but chilly morning. And I'm looking at the sky and seeing a bit of smog out there, but largely it's clear. Our smog issues really have to do with what we can't see here in the city of St. Louis, with all of our asthma and all of the chemicals we have pounding into our air from Anheuser-Busch, Monsanto. We are like the hub of, we may not be a chemical alley, but we certainly have our share. And we need to talk about what it is that we're breathing in and out every day. Is it better? Is it worse? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? We need to talk about that. To facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Washington, D.C., the president of Clean Air Watch, Frank O'Donnell. Frank O'Donnell, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm outstanding. So, Frank, is it better in the year 2005 than it was, oh, I don't know, the year 2000?
Well, I think we are seeing some gradual improvement, but 2005 has not been a good year so far. And I think that the smog season, as you pointed out, is pretty much at an end. It usually peaks during the summer months and starts tailing off when the weather gets cooler and not as sunny. This year in the St. Louis metropolitan area, we actually had 22 days at least where the smog levels were worse than the federal health standard.
And how does
and that's a pretty alarming statistic, if you ask me, because that's quite a few days. It's almost about one day out of every four, I guess, during the summer, where the air really is not fit for people to breathe. As we know,
how would I know that, Frank? I mean, how would I know that we have one overpass near the Science Museum that says that kind of gives a red, yellow, terrorist type warning of what the smog alert is like. How would the average citizen know that the air is unbreathable?
I don't know if the state does regular warnings. I think there is a state website where I can tell you where the information I've giving you has come from. There are actually monitors that the state runs, both in Missouri and across the river in East St. Louis and so forth. They all have state-run monitors, and this information I'm giving you is actually the information that's been recorded at those state monitors that the state has on its website. So they don't necessarily publicize this. I don't know how well they publicize it in the paper, but this is publicly available information if you kind of know where to look. Now, you may not find out till the next day that you had a bad air quality day. But,
well, and the statistics that you give for St. Louis, they're really kind of a reflection of how bad it's been for this nation in the last year.
Well, that's right. In the nation as a whole, we've just did a survey of the nation as a whole, and we found out that the smog problem actually was almost twice as bad as in 2004 in the nation as a whole, because if you measure it based on the number of days and at monitoring stations where we saw pollution problems. And part of the reason for that is that in 2004, most of the country had unusual weather. It was cloudy a lot, it rained a lot, and it was cooler a lot than normal. And when it's rainy, it tends to wash the pollution out of the air, so it doesn't linger as much. And so it masks the underlying problem, which is that we still have too many emissions going into the air.
So you're saying that despite the fact that it was a wet year, that it was we had an opportunity to wash the air clean, if you will, we still doubled?
Well, no, we had the wet year was in 2004.
Okay.
So this year was a more normal year, I would say.
Okay, I gotcha.
So what it says to me is that we still do have a pretty significant problem, and it's even perhaps worse than those statistics would indicate. Right now, the U.S. EPA is reviewing the science of smog, if you will. There are always new studies coming out, and they're always trying to decide, is it really, do the federal standards really measure up to what is needed? Are they really a reflection of modern science? The last time they set these standards was 1997, so almost eight and a half years ago. And they're finding some interesting things as they look at the science of it over the course of the last 8 or 9 years. And the U.S. EPA just put out a sort of a summary of the science this week, kind of a draft summary of it, and it found that actually the pollution related, the problems related to smog or technically ozone are probably worse than we thought 8 or 10 years ago.
Mm.
That we may be seeing people experiencing breathing problems at even lower levels than we thought a decade ago, and particularly people with asthma, children with asthma, adults with asthma as well, may be experiencing more difficulty than we knew even a decade ago. So it may be that those standards need to be made even tougher.
Because we know more.
Mm-hmm. The science is now telling us. For example, one of the things we did not know about smog a decade ago is that it looks like in many cities, a number of people are actually dying prematurely after breathing this. We know that other types of pollution in the air can cause that. We didn't know that smog, which comes from particular chemicals put out by factories and motor vehicles, might have that same impact. So now we're learning that essentially that it's a more dangerous type of pollution that we might have thought 8 or 10 years ago.
And when we look at the type of legislation that is flowing through Congress on the issue of smog, on the issue of air pollution, on these issues, that the legislation doesn't seem to be tracking that we know more and that it's worse than we thought.
No. In fact, it's the exact opposite, and that is one of the unfortunate things that we're seeing. And Senator Bond of Missouri is smack in the middle of this, I must say, in pushing for legislation that would, in fact, postpone the deadlines for areas to meet the standards, and in effect, to tell the government don't enforce things as much as you're doing even today. That's very unfortunate because if you end up just postponing the deadlines and weakening enforcement and so forth, it sends a bad signal to companies that they can let up, and that ultimately will only mean one thing. That will mean there'll be a pollution problem longer than we should have, and that will mean more people will end up going to hospitals, more people will have to stay home on bad air days, more people may even die before their time, and that's obviously a very, very serious consequence.
Has there been any connection, any scientific connection, statistical connection between the numbers of asthma cases and the amount of pollution that we have? Is there a connection?
Well, what we know pretty definitively is that where asthma already exists, where we already have communities and people have asthma, that the pollution will trigger asthma attacks and make it worse. What is a little more of a gray area scientifically is whether the pollution can be one of the causes of asthma. As you know, asthma is kind of a complex thing, and
right,
there may be no one cause of it. There are some studies in California, the University of Southern California, at least out in California, that have suggested that air pollution may be one of the causes as well. So that's an area of science that is still evolving. I think you would find the experts would say it is not a definite thing. But one thing we do know definitely is that where asthma exists, air pollution will make it worse.
And I guess that makes it even more, to me, that seems that it would be even more critical since that much we know. And we know that, I think common sense tells us that anything that affects an adult is going to affect a child worse. So since we know that there are so many cases of children with asthma now, that it seems to me that it's even more important that communities or governments or governing bodies should be, schools should be issued warnings about what air pollution is like because of all of the kids in school that have asthma, and if it's bad, they shouldn't be outside playing.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. My friends at the American Lung Association will tell you that because the lungs and whole breathing mechanism of children are more sensitive to this, that they are going to respond even worse to levels of air pollution, particularly children with asthma. And this new EPA science that I mentioned a moment ago is also coming up with some at least initial statistics showing that on days where the air pollution is bad, school absences increase a lot. Mm. So, I mean, we're seeing a big public health toll from air pollution, and children are among the biggest victims.
And in terms of advocating for or creating some type of legislation to make it, I guess just to make it better known that parents that have access to the Internet maybe should check the air quality before their child goes to school that day. Schools should be giving reports. Do we have anything in the, any legislation that's forthcoming that deals with that?
I'm not aware of any legislation, at least at the federal level, that mm-hmm. does that. I know a lot of communities do these kind of warnings. I'm going to have to confess I don't know if that's done in the St. Louis area. Obviously, it should be because the pollution happens frequently enough there that it is something of great concern. I would think if it's not happening there, parents should be demanding it, frankly.
Absolutely.
So they know whether they're sending their children out into a risky situation.
Now, let's move for a second from to the House Energy Bill and the Katrina connection.
Sure.
Okay, talk to us about what's being brought to the American people as a supposedly helpful thing, helping with lowering our gas prices, but in fact it's actually weakening our air quality. Talk to
yes,
us about that.
A couple of weeks ago, in reaction to the terrible tragedy of Katrina, the House of Representatives rammed through legislation that purported to be related to it. So-called energy legislation that was, if you examine it closely, really has no beneficial impact for the victims. What it really is a series of breaks for oil companies and gas stations and so forth, and it would include some provisions that could promote dirty air. For example, it would say that it would encourage states to delay the deadlines for meeting clean air standards in much of the country.
Well, the argument for that was that this is going to lower my gas prices, filling up my tank.
They didn't really make a very compelling argument.
But
and did the kind of classic Washington kind of bit of demagoguery, saying, "Well, we've got to do something about gas prices. Let's pass this and hope that no one ever really kind of looks at what they were really doing." And This was actually quite dirty, to be honest with you. I watched this firsthand, and they brought this legislation up without a hearing, put it through a congressional committee in one day's time when the members didn't even really have an opportunity to read what was being debated, and passed it just through on a straight party line vote.
And it was late at night, too, wasn't it?
Well, then they brought it to the House floor, and they rewrote the bill in certain ways, because there were some elements of controversy about it, and brought it then to the floor again without anybody really having an opportunity to debate it or amend it or anything like that. And then when it looked like the whole thing was going to fail, there was a vote to reject it. That was one where about 14 or 15 very courageous Republican members of Congress crossed party lines and voted with the Democrats against this. They basically froze the vote until they could twist some arms to push it over the top, which they finally did. In effect, skating on the edge of their own rules. And you had a situation where literally some of the Democrats were popping up and saying, "This is starting to look like a banana republic here. You're just trying to ram through something and violating rules out the wazoo." So it was a very unfortunate way of Congress behaving. They really were deceiving the public about the fact that whether this would be of any benefit to the victims of Katrina or to gas prices. It really wouldn't do anything of the sort. But at the same time, it included some breaks for oil companies and would postpone clean air standards. The good news here is that this caused enough controversy that so far there's been no Senate action on the subject, so the issue seems to be stalled. And in fact, at a hearing in the Senate a couple weeks ago, a lot of members were going, well, you know, this isn't the House bill, this isn't that, we're not going to do what the House did. It looks so as if what the House did was so toxic that the senators don't want to pick that up. So that's good news, at least. By our measurement in D.C. these days,
that's good news.
It's good news that Congress doesn't do anything.
That's good. Boy, the world we live in right now.
It's unfortunate, to be honest with you.
Yes,
but
it is.
That's really how we look on it, I'm afraid.
And we just have a couple more seconds here. One of the things that I wanted you to let people know is that give us our understanding. I think most people think of there are some traditionally smoggy states out there, you know, your Texas, your California, your New Jerseys. But your concern is that it's not just those states anymore that are popping up as smoggy states.
Well, that's right. And you are absolutely right. California and Texas traditionally have the worst problems and the most days because they're so populated. You have all the chemical plants in Houston area, for example, and so forth. But we found, just doing a survey of these state air pollution monitors, that 40 states this summer and the District of Columbia did have at least some days with air pollution above the federal health standard. So it's really a pretty widespread problem. And we found, for example, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota.
You don't think of those?
All these states at least had some areas, some days and areas with dirty air. So it's not just a problem in California or Texas, to be sure.
And where can people find out more information, Frank?
They can come to our website. It's www.cleanairwatch.org. Come there, and there'll be links to a blog that has a lot of detail on this. And it's pretty easy to navigate, I think.
And I want to thank you very much, President of Clean Air Watch, Frank O'Donnell. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz. Good to talk with you anytime.
Take care.
You too.
Listen, folks, we're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Open lines for the next half an hour. Stay with us.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Eastbound 270 at Lindbergh and 170, look for a disabled truck in the left lane. Northbound 55 between Herculane and McNutt and 270, everything is on the move. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to Lindbergh looks good. Eastbound 40 is slow approaching 141 all the way to Mason. Eastbound 70 from 370 to Blanchett Bridge, nothing to report there. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170, everything is on the move. The eastbound at 40, last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street. Eastbound 70 between Bryan and Mid Rivers Mall, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic there. And there's some ice onto the ramp to southbound Lindbergh. MoDOT is checking it out at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 270 and Air Flight is slow in pockets. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 5570 slows at 203, then stop-and-go from 64 all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64 onto the ramp to northbound 5570. Look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 between 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit all the way onto Laclede's Landing and is slow. Highway D and Cedar Hill, there's a report of an accident that's in Sullivan. St. Charles Rock Road at Brown, there's a report of an injury accident there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners donate a new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer, and you can get your oil changed for $9.95. That offer ends December 16th. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. A freeze warning is in effect until 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high around 44 this evening. Partly cloudy in the evening. Becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, partly sunny skies with a high in the upper 40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, a low around 30 again. And then on Saturday, partly sunny. They're calling for a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 20 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 21 under clear skies with a wind chill of 12. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
Cooling system failure is the number one cause of engine-related breakdowns. So get to AutoZone and pick up some antifreeze today. If you don't flush and fill your car's cooling system every other year, that old, weak antifreeze won't give your engine the protection it needs. And that could lead to some costly repairs down the road. It's fall car care season, so get to AutoZone, pick up some antifreeze, and make sure your engine is ready for the road ahead.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Whoo! I don't mean to spend my entire show talking about how tough things are for Boy George, for bitty baby Boy George, but dang. Cindy Sheehan is going back to his house. Cindy, you know, I gotta say it. George Bush went to the outer limits of the world to get away from all y'all that are riding his back. He went to, I am not kidding, I am not making this up, he is visiting Outer Mongolia. Isn't that like the ends of the earth? Whenever you think of the ends of the earth, don't you say Outer Mongolia? He wants to get away from all y'all who want to talk about this Karl Rove stuff, all y'all that want to talk about this deficit stuff, all y'all that want to talk about this this war stuff. He want to get away from all y'all Cindy Sheehan loving liberals out there. Cindy Sheehan, and I quote, she plans to protest near Bush's ranch in Crawford on Thanksgiving. Despite, now, since she was there last, when she brought thousands and thousands of people and millions of people's attention, international attention to this, they have put up all kinds. Now, remember, this is the administration. These are the folks. These Republican folks are the folks that will tell you that government is not supposed to get involved in your life that much. Everybody looking for a lawsuit. Here's what they've done. There are new laws now all along that little road leading up to George Bush's hideaway. And normally when people say hideaway, they don't mean it like that, but for him, for real, it's a hideaway. There are laws that have been passed. Prohibit parking cars on parts of the 14 roads near the ranch. We're talking about 5 miles. You can't park cars in the 5 mile radius. Prohibit camping, and also they ban portable toilets in the right-of-way. They're calling all of this area the right-of-way. I would call it the wrong-of-way, but that's just me. So all these new laws have gone up, and Cindy Sheehan says, you know what? What's that phrase? No justice, no peace? You will no longer have a... you're not going to have a good time. You're not going to have a good time on the taxpayer's dime. You're not going to have any peace. You're not going to have any rest. You're just going to have to take it. Because all it would take to stop this is to go out and say, okay, I'll talk to her. And then you'll be done with it. Should have talked to her and you'd be done with it. You'd be able to go and start spending 30 days again and for vacation. All you got to do is talk to her. She'll leave you alone. Just talk to her. And here's the other piece. No, what do they call that? What do they say? No rest for the wicked. Even when he goes to Crawford, he's not speaking to his daddy. So he's not speaking to Cindy Sheehan. He's not speaking to his daddy. There's a report that came out that George W. Bush has fallen out over with his daddy. He's not speaking to him either. Oh. Poor George. Where's a good couch to fall off of when you need one? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. Stay with us. 45404 had it is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Woo, peace of mind, baby. And not out of a bottle. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for peace of mind, not in a bottle. Where does he go? Where does he go? Woo, I'll be back.
So hard to find.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Boston. Over 5,000 high school students in several of the largest school districts in Massachusetts have asked to have their names removed from military recruitment lists. Since 2002, the No Child Left Behind law has required high schools to give personal information on students to military recruiters who ask for it. If the students do not want to be contacted, they have to notify their district in writing. In Boston alone, about 3,700 students have taken their names off of those lists. And Dateline Washington. Younger soldiers coming back from action in Iraq and Afghanistan are finding it hard to get into the workforce. The Labor Bureau reports that for the first 9 months of this year, the jobless rates for returning veterans aged 20 to 24 is about 15%. One piece of the puzzle is that soldiers who get hurt wind up getting discharged and have limited job skills or work experience. The government is also finding out that homelessness is also plaguing too many military personnel that wind up leaving active service. The VA is planning on setting up job fairs for veterans and will also create a web page to help veterans find homes and jobs. The government also says it's going to start a public relations campaign to ask employers to please hire veterans that come back to civilian life. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Victims of Hurricane Katrina are attempting to recover from the massive storm. American Red Cross volunteers have been deployed to the hardest hit areas of Katrina's destruction, supplying victims left homeless with critical necessities. By making a financial gift to support relief efforts, the Red Cross can provide shelter, food, counseling, and other assistance to those affected by Hurricane Katrina. The work has just begun. Victims of Hurricane Katrina need your help now. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
Learn to make rope the way the Native Americans did at the Rockwoods Reservation, 2751 Glencoe Road in Wildwood, on Tuesday, November 22nd from 10 to noon. We'll examine how they use plants and animals to make fishing nets, bowstrings, and more, and try making some ourselves. To register, call 636-458-2236. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th.
By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
Thunder thighs. Big ones, too. That mom who's been swimming a lot with her kids must have lost them.
Whoa. I heard about this happening once up at Laguna.
Small step number 54. Play with your kids. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top of the hill.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. Please don't forget, tomorrow is the Wake Up Call blanket drive. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Got to get your blankets tonight. Got to get your donations ready. It's tomorrow. The blanket drive is tomorrow. Two drop-off locations from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here in front of the station at 265 North Union. We'll have people waiting out there to take your blankets from you. You just keep driving into the sunrise onto your day. Please don't forget, we need the blankets for the homeless. The second drop-off place is at Carver House. That's 3035 Bell, Bell and Cardinal. I will be broadcasting live there from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. So come on with it. We're here now. It is tomorrow, the Wake Up Call second annual blanket drive. Is tomorrow. So we need your blankets. Go out there and get them. $5 at the dollar store, $5 at Kmart, $5 all over the city. Go get your blankets. We need them. The homeless needs them. We need to make this a success like we made it last year. Hot chocolate, coffee, donuts will all be there for you tomorrow. We are going to try to warm hearts all over the city of St. Louis with the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive tomorrow. It's tomorrow. I'll see you there. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
This thing with Chavez and the oil.
Hugo Chavez?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting 1% to 30% on his contracts for that oil, and it went to $50 a barrel. He tore up the contracts and said he wanted 82% for his country. And he's not doing anything that Russia and North Africa is not doing also.
It's their dang oil, isn't it?
That's right.
It's their dang oil.
But see, they're not saying anything about Russia.
Mm.
And they've done exactly the same thing. When oil went to $50 a barrel, they said they wanted a bigger percentage of the profits.
Mm.
And that's what he said.
Mm.
And there's a claim, I don't know anything other than what I read, but they claim they got 235 billion barrels of and another 80 billion of conventional crude, which would make Venezuela the biggest oil reserves in the world.
Mm.
Now, you know, figures can lie, you know, who knows who put that out, but that's what it says.
Okay.
But you can look for, next year, you can look for a lot of skullduggery down here in Venezuela.
Well, from the oil companies trying to steal the oil from the Venezuelan people.
Yeah.
All right now.
But see, Russia tore their contracts up too because they want a bigger cut too.
Well, and they should. It's their stuff.
They've only been getting 1 to 30% on that price.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yes, ma'am. Have a good week.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. Your last guest, he was talking about pollution. And I don't know if your listening audience know this, but in here in Missouri, this was the last census of 2001. We had a population of 5,595,000. And we are, I think, at the last count, we were either number one or three in juveniles with asthma. We were leading the country. And so, I don't know, I think we must have something to do with the air. Because with this small as population as we have compared to other large cities, we're ranked number one or three.
Mm.
So that's something.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know whether it has to do with our industries, because I know chemicals, that's one of our products. And then the electrical equipment, that probably would give off other kind of pollution. And we make fabricated metal products, so that's probably more pollution, and transportation equipment. So maybe everything we produce here is causing an effect on our young people and our old people.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to check out the show, if you missed an hour, that's all right. You can go get it at whiterosesociety.org, whiterosesociety.org. Has up become down? Down become up? There's a story coming out of the Associated Press. Bill Clinton told Arab students in Dubai. Dubai is a very cool city. In Dubai. That the United States made a big mistake. Now, let me say that again. The United States made a big mistake when it invaded Iraq. Huh? It was a big mistake. The American government made several errors, one of which is how easy it would be to get rid of Saddam and how hard it would be to unite the country. Huh? The biggest mistake, the mistake that they made is that when they kicked out Saddam, they decided to dismantle the whole authority structure in Iraq. We never sent enough troops, and we didn't have enough troops to control or seal the borders. As the borders were unsealed, the terrorists came in. Huh. Somebody trying to grease the skids for his wife in the 2008 election, he needs to tell her she need to be the one coming out and criticizing the war. You ain't in office right now. You ain't. I ain't impressed. I ain't impressed. It's on the record. I ain't impressed. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Liz, they did a study, and they found that, like, over convention centers that was held by Democrats, there was more pollution there than anywhere else on Earth.
And the studies that you're referring to, can you give us a name of one of the studies?
I'm trying to think of it. I've got it written down here somewhere.
Well, just looking at
over Democratic parties.
Okay, well let me try to be some help of where you can find it. Look in your book of look in your book of lies, and that's that's where you'll find it. Okay,
okay, I'll
and stay on that medication now. Okay,
thank
all right, you're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Yes, Liz. This is Jamala. How are you doing this
Fine.
Morning?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. I just wanted to remind your listeners that the Public Safety Committee of the Board of Aldermen is having their board bill. 59, which is for oversight of the police, will be tonight at 6:30 at the Kennedy Room at City Hall.
Okay.
And so we want people to come out, support the folks who are testifying. And I think we can see, Liz, now why we catch hell on the street, and it's because the black police officers are catching hell inside of the police department. They had a special meeting last night questioning the police chief as to why this last class was all white class.
All
white. So these are the same people that don't want to live in the city yet we got an all-white class of, you know, future police officers for the city of St. Louis. And then there's been all of the racist stuff on the website of the Police Officers Association. So it's just a lot of stuff going on, and I think we need to, like, zero in on, you know, what the problems are, mainly racism, and really try to resolve it. And so that's going to be tonight, the public safety hearing on Board Bill 69 to establish civilian oversight.
Okay, well, just keep us informed, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
All right.
Listen, folks, we're taking a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out the center.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Steve Taylor. With Democrats continuing to claim that the White House misled Americans about weapons in Iraq to justify the war there, President Bush continues to blast back.
They looked at the same intelligence I did, and they voted, many of them voted to support the decision I made. It's irresponsible to use politics. This is serious business, winning this war. But it's irresponsible to do what they've done.
Mr. Bush spoke at the Asian Nation Economic Summit in South Korea, where one of the big concerns is bird flu and the latest news about humans getting the disease in China. ABC's Jim Shuto reports from Beijing.
The Chinese government reporting 3 cases of bird flu, 2 deaths. Government warnings are in the headlines of every newspaper, the top of every television newscast. This is a country on alert.
U.S. health officials are watching China closely. If it does pass among people, say scientists, the virus could spread all the way from here to the U.S. within days.
In Aurora, Colorado, near Denver, a very young girl has been missing for 3 days and nights.
6-year-old Aaron A. Thompson's father says he sent her to her room after an argument over a cookie. When he went to check on her, she was gone. Aaron A. has been missing since Monday. Her father says he has no idea where she may have gone.
I haven't slept. I haven't really ate.
Police say the family is not being very cooperative, and they don't know if it was a kidnapping or if she's a runaway. But it did snow in Aurora after Aaron A. went missing, causing even more concern for her safety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Hialeah, Florida say a convicted sex offender who may be armed is suspected of kidnapping a 17-year-old girl yesterday. A jury in Florida is expected to begin deliberating today in the case of a man accused of abducting, raping, and murdering an 11-year-old girl. Joseph Smith did not testify, but his brother said he's confessed. Carly Brusher's abduction was caught on a security camera last year. This is ABC News.
This holiday season, discover the magic and the wonder when a sale brings the holiday.
Dandy, it's here! It's here already!
39 days early, from the creators of Can I Help You? Discover what critics are calling the feel-good event of the year. The Jumpstart the Holiday Sale at True Value. Rebates on things from tools to small appliances to get you in the spirit.
Woo-hoo!
Now playing at a True Value near you. Help is just around the corner.
Restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as...
A generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477.
Ameriprise Financial Services, number NASD and SIPC.
The life of a country music icon is the subject of a new movie opening today.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The race for Oscar gold is heating up, and one of the likely contenders is Walk the Line, starring Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash.
The taste of love is sweet.
Reese Witherspoon co-stars as June Carter Cash.
And what are we going to sing, Johnny?
It's a great story, a rough-and-tumble journey of the man in black. And how about this? No lip-syncing. Both Phoenix and Witherspoon do all their own singing.
I've got arms.
And I've got arms. Let's
get together and use those arms.
Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon are amazing in Walk the Line. I loved it. One of the best films of the year. 4 stars. Bill Deal, ABC News. West Virginia has quit stocking 190-proof grain alcohol for sale in state liquor stores. The state's discovered the possibility of abuse by college students or others. In fact, some students and law enforcement agencies asked for the ban. Grain is 95% alcohol. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a man faces charges in the murder of a Memphis woman in North St. Louis. 26-year-old Alvin Moore is charged with first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, and armed criminal action in the death of 51-year-old Lynn Harris. Police say Harris was shot to death over the weekend at a home in the 4100 block of Enright. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has signed a bill aimed at cutting off access to the main ingredient in meth. The Methamphetamine Precursor Control Act requires medicines containing pseudoephedrine to be kept behind pharmacy counters or in locked cabinets, and also sets monthly purchase limits. Buyers will have to show a photo ID and sign a purchase log. The bill is in response to similar new laws in Illinois' border states, including Missouri. A new film is highlighting what Walmart opponents call big problems. A film by Robert Greenwald entitled Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price is being previewed across the nation this week, showing the alleged greed of the retail giant. Steve Gelios with the United Food and Commercial Workers and WakeUpWalmart.com says although he would like to see Walmart employees unionized, that is not his goal.
Our goal is to make the public aware. If Walmart would turn around and start paying a living wage and provide reasonable cost health care to a majority of their employees and do some of those kind of things and become the responsible corporate citizen that they profess to be, we'd be just as happy.
Screenings of the movie began on Sunday and will continue through Saturday. A total of more than 3,000 screenings will take place. Finally this hour, cornerback Travis Fisher and guard Adam Timmerman are listed as questionable for the Rams game against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Fisher has a groin injury while Timmerman is hobbled by a bad back. The only other Ram listed on the injury report is running back Marshall Faulk, who is probable with a knee injury. Meanwhile, Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner may be without two of his top receiving threats on Sunday. Anquan Boldin is questionable with a knee injury, while Brian Johnson will not play because of a shoulder ailment. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Comtrex. Comtrex Day and Night Severe Cold and Sinus is specifically formulated to break up sinus congestion while quickly relieving headache and sinus pain. Comtrex knocks out every kind of cold symptom. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Aspen Spas. Northbound 270 between Gravois and 44. There's a multi-vehicle accident. The left lane is blocked. Traffic backs up to Sappington and then it slows again from 44 all the way to Marshall Road. Westbound 40 at Lindbergh. Look for an accident. Center lane is blocked and traffic jams near Clayton Skinker. Northbound 55 from Arsenal to 44. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 between Meraz Overpass all the way into 270. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road. Look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs all the way to the Blanchette Bridge. Everything is on the move. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to Washington Elizabeth. Look for slow volume there. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, that Broadway Bridge ramp exit is closed, and you can use 11th Street to get around there. Eastbound 70 from K to Mid Rivers, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from 270 all the way into Lindbergh, look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier westbound accident. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. It is a slow go this morning. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing. Look for some stop-and-go traffic there. St. Charles Rock Road at Brown Road, there's an injury accident. And in both directions, 141 between Bowles and Gravois. Look for maintenance operations having one lane closed, as well as westbound 370 from 270 to Elm. You've got road maintenance there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Aspen Spas. Aspen Spas Fall Hot Tub Special is about to end. Save up to $750 off select hot tubs this week. Call 776-5050 or visit AspenSpasSTL.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, a freeze warning should be over by now. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high around 44 this evening. Partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, partly sunny skies, high in the upper 40s Friday evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 30. Then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high expected to be around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under clear, crisp skies, we have 23 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 24, with a wind chill, brings it down to about 16. Currently at the studios of AM 920, that's a look at your traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union.
My name's Belinda, and today's my fifth day with Prilosec OTC. My husband and I used to love to travel until frequent heartburn pulled me off the road. But Prilosec OTC's made all the difference, and it started to work the first day. Now we're headed for Vegas. Imagine zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day five for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. My number here is 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Archive daily at whiterosesociety.org. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Representative Charles Quincy Troop. Good morning.
Girl, I had to call you. Yeah, I was listening to Sister Jamala on the phone about this police department. And, you know, somebody need to say it, you know, and I think all black elected officials need to say it. I talked to some police, senior police officers, and they were saying that this is the first all-white class of police cadets in 33 years that they can remember in the St. Louis Police Department.
It's just absolutely outrageous. It is absolute. An all-white police class. All-white.
They're all-white males, too.
All-white males.
You know, and then the chief of police, he goes on television and said, well, we couldn't find any black candidates.
You a lie.
In the city, it's 55% black.
You a lie.
You know?
You a
lie. And then he turned around and backed that up by saying, well, then, too, you know, blacks don't want to be on the police force.
You a lie.
You know, and then he had the nerve to go on television to say that. And I think that the whole police board should be fired because they know, and it just goes to show you how crucial it is when, and I'm not criticizing Senator Coleman because I love him. But when you take the position that you got to have a woman on the board, and then the woman that goes on the board replaces a black woman that was on the board, and the only thing that we have on the board now is one black person out of five.
In a city that's how many people of African descent?
55% conservatively. You know, that's got to be the epitome of insanity. And we, as black elected officials and, quote, black leaders, we need to get our game together because this is insane that they would insult us by coming out with an all-white
plan. Here's what the black elected officials need to do. They need to demand an apology from MoCA. They need to demand a retraction from MoCA. How dare you say that black people don't want to be cops anyway? That's one of the most racist things that I've ever heard, that you all need to demand from him a retraction of that statement. And because he's a liar to say that black people do not want. Who's he talking to? Well, other Klansmen?
I don't know.
Who's he talking to?
But either the board.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
And it's also an insult to every single black police officer in the department because he's saying that none of them want to be in their job. That's what he's saying to every black police officer, every sergeant, every captain, every black cop on the beat. You're not wanted in this police department because you don't want to be here.
That is unbelievable.
It's racist, unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
But, you know, when they came out with this residency thing, it shows me that they had a plan, and this was a part of the plan.
It's not a plan. It's just racism continuing on.
It was a plan in order for them to do something like this. What they did then.
It was
instinctive. This is just a progression of the residency, because the residency clause was all about them having to hire black people in the city, or city residents, and hire black people.
Now the chief is saying the city has more African people in than it has ever had in the history of this city. And now the chief is saying black people don't want to be cops. You know what? He needs to be fired.
Liz, but the other thing is in my mind, goes through my mind. What do he think is in the heads of black leaders and black people
Well,
when
y'all
he
need
can
to
go out there and feel that he can make that statement.
He can think anything.
With complete immunity.
Well, wait a minute.
Complete immunity.
He can think anything he wants to. Klan people think anything that they want to. It's up to people of African descent to shut him down. What are black elected officials going to do? What are y'all going to do about this?
Well, that's a good question. I'm
because he can think any dang thing that he wants, any racist thought that he wants to. What are y'all going to do to shut him down? Because that is an outrageous, indefensible, racist statement to be made by a chief of police that black people don't want to be cops anyway. What is he saying to the cops that are on the black cops that are on the force right now? How dare he say that?
I mean, it was sick. I sit up on this. I almost fell out of the chair.
What are y'all going to do? What are y'all going to do?
You'll see. Time to tell that.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Car phone.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
That's a controversy that I've never understood. You got a class of all-white police. I deal with police officers, not deal with them, but play golf with them and see them out. And there's a lot of men who are looking for those type of jobs. They just shut black people out. As you say, the politicians are letting them get away with murder. And another thing, the thing about Cuba, and this is just all talk, Castro, they're trying to put him in the grave, and they're trying to put his brother in the grave, so I guess they can change his back to Democratic government or whatever they want to change it to. But they have said that it's a lot of oil shale on the coast of Cuba, so that means that Cuba has a lot of oil there, because if you notice that the Gulf Coast has a lot of oil. So a lot of these big corporations want that land so they can start drilling there. They're just waiting for Castro to die, I guess, and go down there and put...
Look, if your job is waiting for Castro to die, you need to get another job. Ask how many presidents that he's lived through.
I agree, and they did mention that. But again, I do not understand why America wants to go down there and put Holiday Inns and Disney World down there when those people don't want them. And that's all that the Democratic system is going to do is make that country... And then put the poor people behind those walls, and they won't get any of that money. And that's all it's what it's about.
Doing to them what the Ninth Ward did to black folks in New Orleans. Thanks for your call.
Right, right. Thank
you. All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Sam.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. We have a really bad connection, Sam.
Yeah, you want me to call back?
Would you please?
Okay.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. Al.
Good morning, and this is Brown.
Brother Al, good morning.
You know, Liz, I'm the president and the founder of the No Mass Motorcycle Club in the city of St. Louis.
All right, now.
And again,
well, then, wait a minute, I should say president, Brother Al.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
I've finally been acknowledged. I still want to put that call out there to my motorcycle riding friends and their offsprings and their wives. To bring one or some blankets to Liz Brown Blanket Drive. I think we can pull that $5,000 off, Liz.
I think so, too.
If they hit that piggy bank.
$5. We're talking about $5. We can do better than one.
Well,
come on. We can $5.
You know, Liz, I'm not going to be greedy.
It's not
one
about greedy.
Or some.
Okay. But what I'm saying is that this is for homeless people. I think we can find them.
Well,
I
want them to be touched and think about the homeless ones that are less fortunate than we are. I think every citizen in the St. Louis area is more fortunate than the homeless. So I'm looking for the whole city to rise up and fulfill your wish that you get 5,000 blankets.
Yes, sir.
You have a nice day.
Take care. Thank you, brother. President, Brother Al. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Wayne Luster, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
People are excited to help the homeless. You know, I was working last night, and we caught a few runs in the middle of the night, and I just want to let your listening audience know it's cold out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's freezing.
It is
out
cold
there.
Out here. Yes,
and,
it is.
And it's a brutal cold.
Yes, it is.
And this seems like it's just starting.
Because all of us that live in homes, we didn't feel the cold last night, except turning your heat up a little bit.
Exactly.
It's not the same as being outside all night long.
Exactly. Trying to find some heat or warmth somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to challenge other organizations. We've accepted the challenge to give 100 blankets or donate 100 blankets. So we want to challenge Local 73, white union on the St. Louis Fire Department. Want to challenge the NAACP. Want to challenge the Urban League. All these organizations to assist in doing the righteous thing and
getting blankets for those ones that are less fortunate than you are.
Very good.
I thought it was interesting that the there's an all-white class in the police
department. Isn't that just despicable?
2-3 years ago in the JET, it talked about Baltimore. You know the population of Baltimore as far as African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They had an all-white class of fire cadets. First time in like 30, 40, 50 years.
Mm.
And that's what we're talking about. You go to Cleveland, Ohio, they just won a partial suit against the same company that we are suing here in the city of St. Louis.
The same testing company.
Yes, mm-hmm. testing company. Going to find out that there's some these folks belong to the union also. That in court it came out that they designated an area where all black firefighter was as Monkey Island.
Mm.
And we're getting some more information on some of the stuff that happened in that city. Let me tell you something. This is alive and well in 2005. People think that racism has died away and people have gotten beyond race. In these venues, as far as the police department, fire department, they haven't gotten beyond it.
How do you have a class of all white male cops in a city that's 50? And there's a residency requirement. The city of St. Louis, there aren't 55% white folks here. How do you have, so, and how do you...
I'm going to have to disagree with you, Liz, and agree with the alderman. I think it's a plan. It's a plan that they want.
I just didn't want to hear. It's born out
of racism. It's a plan that's birthed out of racism, but it's still a plan.
But here's what I think of it. It ain't a plan. It's instinct at this point. If you've been racist for so long, you ain't planning nothing. You just acting instinctively racist.
That may be so, but I tell you what. In the St. Louis Fire Department, after getting rid of 50-50 Hind when it was a good thing, they should have kept it. And all they had to do was agree. We agreed. That was, when we came on your show, that was one of the things that we talked about. But the union, and I want to stress to your listening audience, this thing that's happening in Cleveland and with those firefighters, though they had to belong to the union. It was the union that was doing to them. Matter of fact, I believe that the judge has told them that they can't take their union dues anymore because they was using it for political influence.
Mm.
And the Civil Service Commission or the Civil Service system is not designed to be political. It's designed to be the total opposite. That's why they instituted it.
Mm.
So just think about it. That's one thing, the reason why FIRE is in existence, Firefighter Institute for Racial Equality, to continue keeping the doors of opportunity open for African Americans to come on the job.
If black folks don't tend to black folks' business, how is it ever going to be tended to?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that 73 is not on their agenda, is not the issue of tending to people of African descent issues. In fact, they deny that the issues exist.
Exactly.
So then who's supposed to tend to them?
Well, maybe you're just supposed to get beyond it somehow.
Yeah.
It's always racial with you black folks.
Yeah. Well, it's racial because it's made racial.
Yeah.
Period. Dot.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
We look forward to
see
being
you
there
tomorrow.
And
see
also
you tomorrow.
Saturday, we're
going
to be mounting up our trucks, loading them up, and getting it out to these people that need it.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Wayne.
All right.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Sam.
Yeah, I'm back, Liz.
All right.
The thing was, that's an issue that y'all need to stay on. And for the one simple reason, I heard a talk show host talking about the black union. What's the name of it?
FIRE?
No. For the police.
The Ethical Society.
The Ethical Society. He was calling them a separatist organization. I simply put the question to him about the St. Louis Police Association. When was it last headed? When was had they ever elected a black president? When was he able to pick his own personnel and set policy? And the person that was talking, he was a former head of that association, and only thing he could say was that when he was in office, he picked people and put them in certain positions. But see, that goes against
Let's break down the word separatist. The only time that you see a lot of folks reaching for talking about racial or making efforts towards racial equality is when they want to elevate black action to the level of wrongdoing of racist white people. Always going to find, if you, that's the only time you're not going to see blacks represented fairly as doctors on TV, but when you want to try to put, to minimize white crime, there's always an effort to find a black face and say that y'all do it just as bad as us. The word separatist comes from, is born out of the actions of white people in America that separated from black from people of African descent for the purpose of denying jobs, denying benefits, and denying access to courts, and protecting crimes that were being committed against black people. Black people, therefore, in response, had to act collectively to confront the crimes that were being committed against them. How can you be? How can you separate from something that you've never been a part of?
I mean,
the black people cannot. But black people can't separate from something that they are not a part of.
Yeah, and I want to say one other thing. Just recently, and this goes like talking about that class. Okay, I had a situation with the police, and I find it kind of strange. Everybody that responded, except for maybe two people, all of the cops that were there were white, okay? And this was for just a simple stop sign, and it was like seven cars showed up. I was tased by an officer, and I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting in the vehicle with my hand behind me, a handcuff. And then I said, all you white folks, for me, just one person now. Don't bother nobody. And said I ran a stop sign. And I couldn't believe the system that they put you through in the lives that they tell your people when they trying to find you.
It's kind of like it's the mentality that I'm concerned about when you have that pack-like mentality of white men with guns and the legal authority to behave how they want to and an institutional protection to keep the world from knowing how they are behaving. What you see is when I feel like that feels like it was a Klan meeting.
Well,
they all had to run to you know, maybe we'll have another lynching here.
Well,
maybe we'll be able to attack a black person. That's what it feels like, and that's what it turns out to be in many cases.
Well, when I said that there, the first thing that, well, mister, he's black. I couldn't tell. I didn't have my glasses on, but what I saw out in front of me was to see a white folks, and I'm like, okay, where's the diversity in all of this?
And I got it real. Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake-Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. I'll be back. Stay with me.
You better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. You better mind your manners. You better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got to let up go. We want to do things my way.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by JCPenney. Northbound 270 between Sappington and Gravoy. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Lindbergh. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 55 between Arsenal and 44. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 44 from 141 all the way into the Merrimack River Bridge is flowing freely. Eastbound 70 between Zumbel and McKelvey. Look for everything to be on the move. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to New Florissant. Everything looks good there. Eastbound 40, last Missouri exit, the Broadway ramp. That is closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Eastbound 70 between K and 79. Look for everything to be on the move this hour. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh. Traffic is easing. Eastbound 70 from 270 to Air Flight. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 from Route 3 onto the PSB. It is slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for that traffic to return back to normal. Northbound Route 3 between 8th Street onto the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything is looking good now. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to LaCleage Landing. Everything seems to be on the move there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by JCPenney. Don't miss the JCPenney Mega Sale this Saturday only. Stores open at 7 a.m. Mega size savings for men, women, and kids, and the home. It's all inside JCPenney. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For the rest of today, mostly sunny, a high around 40 for this evening. Look forward to partly cloudy conditions in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high expected to be around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 23 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 21. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry, call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof, and that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
Okay, guys, remember your skills, your interests, and your values, and how they affect you in the world of work, okay?
Today's students face a broader and more confusing range of financial and career decisions than ever before. The adults of tomorrow must be prepared for a complex economy.
Hey, Alton. Great job on that report.
Junior Achievement's latest middle grades program, JA Economics for Success, helps students look at careers and make real-world financial decisions through fun, practical, hands-on learning.
Hey, enjoy your class today.
All right, I'll see you.
Give an hour a week of your time. In just 6 weeks, you will make a difference in a young person's life. Explore the possibilities. Be a JA volunteer.
Hey, guys.
Call a Junior Achievement office near you or visit www.ja.org. Sponsored by the Allstate Foundation.
All right, we're going to be doing activity four.
It's getting closer and closer. The second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive will be held on Friday, November 18th. Again this year, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide the gift of warmth for those less fortunate. Liz Brown will be broadcasting live from Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, that morning from 7 to 10. And on Blanket Drive Day, your donations will be accepted at both the Congress and Senate Building at 265 Union, the home of WGNU, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell. This is your chance to make a difference and change your little corner of the world. Be a part of the second annual WGNU Wake Up Call Blanket Drive on Friday, November 18th. By the way, we're now accepting your blanket donations here at the studios of WGNU Radio on Union. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Bob, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. Turn your radio down, please.
What about now?
Okay.
Okay. You know, first of all, I want to go to one of your callers said Tuesday, she said you are a breath of fresh air, and she is right. I mean, we all love you. And you know what? When you go off at 10 o'clock, I'm sad. I'm telling you, I'd be wishing that you could stay on there like to 4 o'clock, but I know you can't, but you're excellent. But here's what I want to tell you. Did you hear about this? This is going to blow you away. It was somewhere out, I think it's in Chesterfield, this little girl went to a private school, and I think it was only a few blacks there. Well, she was in a club at the school. Now, the club they had, they did a jingle. Do you remember the old jingle called Jump Up, Pick a Bale of Cotton? I can't remember how it goes, but they used to sing it. Okay. It's an old jingle. Maybe one of your callers have heard it.
Okay.
She got home, and she was practicing her song, and her dad walked in and said, what are you doing? What did you hear that from? He said, Dad, that's what we're going to do for our little dance. He said, what? The next day, he marched up there and explained to the principal that that's what the slaves used to sing when they were picking cotton. I can't think of the song, but one of the realists might have heard it. And he was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I'll cancel it out. I'll take it out. He said, well, if you keep this song here, my daughter's not gonna dance. And he did take it out. But, I mean, it was just a shame that they the racists in St. Louis.
Okay, I would have to hear the song.
Yeah, you probably. I can't.
I would have to hear the song because
pick a bale of cotton. I can't.
I'm trying to understand. I need to understand in terms of, okay, if it was a song that
slaves sang.
Well, no, that enslaved people.
Enslaved people
sang while
they were picking cotton.
While they were forced to engage in free labor.
Right.
The
principal had it as a jingle in this little club they were in, and she was the only black. When she came home and she was practicing the song, her dad heard her singing it and said, well, what are you doing? She said, Dad, this is what we're doing. He marched up to the school, Liz, and the principal said, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that. Well, he said, well, I'll tell you what, you do this or take my daughter out.
Okay, well, I think that's a good story. I think that is a good story, that if the principal or the school responded to the concern of the parent and took the song out, I don't really have a problem with that. I think that's what parents are supposed to do, or people are supposed to do, bring things to the attention of people. Some things are more egregious than others, and I think the fact that the parent said I'm not comfortable with a bunch of white kids and my African daughter singing songs that enslaved people sang as a result of being forced to provide free labor for slavers, I think that that's a good thing. But here is a bigger concern. What is your child doing in an all-white school?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, I mean, the question is what is your African child doing in an all-white school?
Right,
and,
right.
And what else is your African child being exposed to that's racist that she's unable to articulate because she's too young or hasn't had enough life experience?
Right.
You know,
right.
And that she's now coming home and bringing to you. So the question is, I think it's a fine story. It's a fine story that the parent was concerned about it and confronted it. But the fact of the matter is, what's your black child doing in an all-white school?
You're right, Liz.
All right, Liz. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Mac, good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
I said to your caller, he wished you could stay on till 4 in the evening. Well, I loved you to see you with these 4 hours bringing facts instead of hearsay.
All right,
thank you. It takes time to gather that type of information and bring the real facts instead of he say, she say. We get a lot of he say, she say in the run of a day on this station.
All right.
And seemingly it means that David Duke had came to the city of St. Louis and moved into the personnel office of the police department.
Mm. Mm.
I can imagine how his high-end practice is. And this is what I can see. The officer, Eddie, I was watching him on TV. I happened to catch it. And I watched him. He was there making this speech all alone. He had no backdrop of black police officers there with him. And I think when he was there, he should have been black officers standing beside of him. I noticed when these white officers, this white police association, whenever you notice them on TV making a speech about what they do not like about going on, they have a backdrop of white officers in the background or right beside.
You know, it's not because that they plan any better. Again, it is easier. It is safer. It's an act of cowardice that they feel comfortable hanging together. They're not stronger, or they're not more empowered. They just have the hundreds of years of history of this country to know that their lawless acts will be condoned. You know, you're not courageous. I mean, it's an act of courage for black people to stand in opposition to the power structure. These men ain't standing in opposition to the power structure. They're standing right beside it and stealing from the power structure and trying to take advantage of the power structure. They aren't courageous.
Well, I like to know, you know, about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, maybe time flies, but you know, the chief had a Saturday sign up for the St. Louis Police Department at Hair Stove.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to those black men and women that wanted to be on the police department?
I guess that none of them, there were no sign-ups.
And he got on and said the turnout was very uplifting.
Uh-huh. Well, he said the black people don't want to be cops. I think that the black elected officials of this town need to shut him down. Because that is absolutely outrageous.
The black ranking police officers, mm-hmm. got majors, mm-hmm. colonels and captains and all of them's gone.
Well, I want to hear. I want to hear the president.
Where are they?
Well, I want to hear the president of the Ethical Society come forward and challenge Moqua on that. I agree with you, Mac, that people do need to come out and say some stuff. But I'm not going to give no badge of courage to a bunch of white racists that stand together in conjunction with and united on their idea of white supremacy. So no, that.